on Q105.
Q105, home of the $1,000 payoff. Details coming soon. Partly sunny, windy today, high 39 for your first day of spring. 28 now. Yeah, it's a little nipply for the first day of spring. Susie's here. There's Mother Tricia. Hello, Tricia.
Morning, people.
And there's Yummy 320 over there. Hello. And today, of course, is National Proposal Day, the day you're supposed to propose. You're supposed to get off the schneid. You've been dating her for how long, Paul? Three years?
It's been a couple years now, yeah.
Put a ring on it, dude.
You're shacking up. What's your it's time, don't you think?
I think it is, yeah.
Yep. All right, here's what you get. You get, I'll DJ an hour for free.
An hour,
of your party. I've already gave you great suggestions on what to have. Rows and rows of buckets of chicken and beer.
Nothing says love like greasy fingers from your chicken.
Exactly. I'll talk to my connection at Bakery Unlimited. We'll get you a birthday cake. I'll spring for that.
Yeah.
How about that?
A wedding cake? Okay.
I'll pay for the wedding cake.
Nice.
Sounds nice.
All right?
I'll be your best man.
Me and Rob look damn good in the tux, just saying.
I would imagine.
And Uncle Gary.
And Uncle Gary.
Oh, sure, yes. Sure.
But you need to do it today or the offer's off the table.
Okay.
So tomorrow you got to come in with your story of how you did something really cool.
All right.
You know, you like walk up to her when she's sitting at home watching her cereals, her programs on
programs.
TV today, you know, because she doesn't have a job. Yeah. And you just get down on one knee and or sit down, either or, depends on how you're feeling.
Only
today.
One good knee, so I can do that.
And then just pop the old question.
Yeah, do whatever the gal allows.
So don't get a ring. Just
you don't need a ring. Okay. She doesn't care. She doesn't care about
it. Yes, she does. You get a ring.
Oh, you'll get her. No, let her pick it out, though. No, you don't.
Get a ring. Now, by now, you've lived with her for how long? You know what she likes and what she wants. She's had to have picked out one by now.
You know he's going to put it off for years now just trying to figure out a ring. This guy doesn't make a decision very easily.
Hold on a minute now. What do they say? It's 3 months' salary. So, you know, I could probably get a loan for $35 and go get a ring. That'd be nice.
There you go. 3 months' salary. Let's see. You're getting an $87 ring. That's awesome.
There's a gumball machine somewhere. Yeah.
All right. 7 o'clock. We got a lot to cover today. Remind me to tell my Nito story.
Oh, boy.
This has such an awesome, happy ending.
Oh, dude, I'm so jealous.
I know, because it didn't look good for a while, but it ended up a happy, happy ending. Yes. I'll tell you all about that coming up. But I got to mention, yesterday's big news bomb, yesterday afternoon late. The headline is, defense attorney says Patrick Hickey charged with criminal sexual conduct. Washington local board member Patrick Hickey facing 3 charges of criminal sexual conduct in the third degree. They don't say anywhere in this story how much time he could get if all of this plays out. But it's got to be time, right? Third degree, got to be a felony, right? I'm thinking. Investigators, after they re-examined accusations that he sexually abused a female student when he was teaching in Michigan decades ago, it says, according to Mr. Hickey's attorney. Here's what I don't understand. The prosecutor hasn't announced any charges or anything and say, hey, there's a warrant to pick him up. His attorney notified the Blade of the charges Monday afternoon. What is that all about? Why would his attorney tip the Blade off?
So that he could control the narrative, probably.
For what purpose? The narrative is bad, okay? It's bad. This guy should have rode off into the sunset after he was humiliated and got a payout to go away, but not him.
Maybe it could
be worse.
He's
all cocky and egotistical, and he says, screw my detractors. I'm going to run for school board, and there's enough dopes in Washington local who bought into his BS. And what happened? He got elected. So now what? Now all you people that voted for him, are you going to be there when they handcuff him and drag him off to jail? Allegedly?
Well, let's check the facts of the case. We have a 30-year-old complaint. We have no evidence and no witnesses. So he's probably going to go away for a long time.
Michigan State Police said Monday the investigators recently turned over information about the case to Lenawee County prosecutors, who said they do not comment on pending charges until sworn statements are made in court. But the police report that apparently they turned in says a woman told an investigator she had sex with Hickey when she was 14 and he was her coach and a teacher at Addison Community Schools. Hickey's attorney has asked prosecutors to allow him to turn himself in to avoid the cost of extradition to Michigan.
That's so why. There you go.
she file a complaint that she was forced to or that she wanted to?
You're 14. It doesn't matter.
I understand. Well, that was my next point. She's 14. She's underage.
You mean like rape?
Yes.
No, I don't think it was that at all. But it's still,
you can't do it. Was she enamored by an older guy? You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. All I know is Washington Local, it's finally coming to a head. The soap opera that has been Patrick Hickey, one way or the other, it's going to end. So, good luck to you. Especially, round of applause for all you people that voted him in. I tried to tell you. I got a call yesterday, a friend of mine, and goes, I can't believe you were right on this one. I just can't believe it. I didn't want to believe that you were right, but you were right. And I'm just like, what did you people stop doubting me?
This is what happens when you invite the crazy in.
Exactly. Anyway, texting Paul, see if he wants to go on to clear his name on our show. Did you?
I already did.
And did you get a response?
I've gotten zero response so far.
He sat right there where you are and told us it was all lies.
Maybe it still is. You don't know. Yeah. It's alleged.
All right, coming
right?
up, my Neato story. Maybe. You know, and I want to hear from people about things that you thought were going to go horribly wrong when you ordered a product. Because I was hot on this thing, and it was all going back and forth with email until I got somebody on the phone, and yeah, then my friendly as hell took over. And it worked out.
Did you say you're live on the queue? I have some questions.
No,
or did you just go in?
No, they don't know anything. They're probably I'm probably talking to some, you know, service in India. I don't know. You know, when you call customer service.
Or a computer.
No, it was a real human being. And the dude handled his business. I'll explain all of that.
Nice.
And Dope of the Day and so much more. Denny and the Girls live and local on Q105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance Studios. This is Q105. WQQO, Sylvania Toledo. A Cumulus station. Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto. With hundreds of vehicles to choose from. And you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
Let's look at you right now, traffic is also brought to you by Grogan's Town and Walgreens. We have no accidents to report. Beep, beep. During the spring sales event,